5,000-watt home for Baltimore Orioles baseball and Baltimore Ravens football, 1090 AM. WBAL, Adam Jones, Orioles All-Star center fielder with us now. And before we move on to the really important stuff, Adam, I do want to bring this up, just touching on the point you were talking about last break, about the fans. And I had the experience a couple of weeks ago walking into M&T Bank Stadium with you, and every fan came up to you, and it wasn't, can I have an autograph at all? It wasn't even any sort of like handshake. It was just thank you. I mean, I think I heard
appreciation.
Yeah, thank you were the words I heard.
Yeah, I mean, that's to me, I think that and a handshake, obviously they don't last as long as an autograph, but I think they mean more.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true.
You can buy my autograph. You can't buy my handshake.
Right. And how about that experience? How about that experience at the Ravens game that day when you were put on the Jumbotron really by yourself with Buck eventually?
I know. I was by myself. I seen Buck, you know, his cowboy boots showed up a little bit later. But I was, you know, I was there by myself. And to me, awesome. You know, I would be in the suite all by myself if it was up to me. But like I said, it just goes back to the appreciation. You know, but to see that now, the thing is, the curious thing, not even curious, but we got the appreciation. We got them with their ears open. Now we got to keep it going. We got to keep them interested. We got to keep them there because they're hungry. You know, our fans now are hungry, you know, and we did that to them.
Now your motto
on our on-field play.
Your motto all year on Twitter and to the media, to your teammates, because you got them all shirts that said, stay hungry. Does that stay for 2013?
That stay for 2013. I don't know. I don't think so. I think you got to have something new, something different. Obviously, stay hungry worked. I think anything we do will work as long as we work hard on that field. So I'm gonna put this creative mind to a use and see what new saying that can go viral. And now I got a lot more Twitter followers. It can even go more viral now.
Speaking of Twitter followers, you threw this out there, so, and you actually brought this up, and we have the tape to prove it. We're not going to play it now. But back in spring training, I think one thing that I thought was a big hint that you were willing to sign here in Baltimore was, you threw it out on this show when you were with us in Sarasota, that you were looking for homes in Baltimore. You threw it out there a couple of weeks ago. I know this has been a process like any home buyer goes through. You know different. But where are you in that process looking for a home here in Baltimore?
I'm still looking. Obviously, I've seen houses that that I would live in and I'd buy it this second. But meeting with the people on my side, my financial advisors and all that, obviously, you know, they're telling me, you know, wait, the market. It's all about the market. You can save. You can do this. You know, it's the market. The market dictates, about how you spend your money. And, you know, everybody's biggest concern is making sure you're getting the value for your home. And I'm looking at some guy right now with like a Bluetooth, and it looks like he's like an air traffic controller. That's hilarious. But it's making sure you're getting a value for your home. I've looked at houses, at some big houses, big lots, acres. That's one thing that's cool about there is you guys get acres out here in Baltimore. I mean, in San Diego, $3.5 million would get you probably one acre. In most neighborhoods, $3.5 million gets you a house with a neighbor about, you can hear him when he showers.
Baltimore does have its pluses.
Baltimore, and if you're spending some money, Baltimore has, you know, great pluses in land, and land equals privacy, and that's what what I'm starting to think about now. Get older and maybe want to raise a family and all that stuff. You got to put all that stuff into thought.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty cool if you became a full-time resident, which I'm predicting you will be very shortly here in Baltimore. Back to Twitter, Adam. I think this has been amazing to see all the different things you're eating daily, if not every meal of your day, on Twitter. And you keep doing it, and then you keep saying, I can't believe people care about what I'm eating. But what's that been like?
That's crazy.
It looks like you're eating some serious meals. Let's not, you know, forget that. You said
I'm eating the same thing that everybody else eats. You don't see, I'm eating the same thing that 95% of the followers that I have eat. You've seen steaks. When was the last time you grilled a steak?
Like a week ago.
Okay.
Jones.
See, you just didn't post a picture of it, Hollander.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I grilled two big burgers. See, you always throw in like the when you have an bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. You always have like five extra layers of bacon and five extra layers of cheese. That's the difference with you.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to overload it. I got to burn off calories, so you're supposed to overload and always make sure that your plate is way bigger than you think it should be. Why not? I'm greedy. I like having oversized plates just for, and always paper plates too. You didn't notice. But they're always those big oversized plates, and I try to fill them up to the brim.
You only live once, and I've always been a supporter of that theory.
Definitely.
What about Missy, your beloved dog, beautiful dog you always post pictures of? How is Missy adjusting to life out west?
Well, every morning or every time I eat bacon, she gets bacon grease poured over her dog food. So, and obviously,
wow.
her mom Audie will give her, you know, 5 of the 10 strips she made for me. But for her, she lives a great life. You know, she gets 2 walks a day and gets to play around. She's got some land out here to go run. She's got a pool to jump in. We have that part to where you can just, to me, it'll be up, you know, my shin. It's actually, I guess, for the little kid area. She, you know, Missy just has it all. You know, it's a lucky dog. It's a dog, though. So, you know, I look at it as if I'm doing it, why not have the dog do it?
So Angela Showalter is joining us in 10 minutes in studio. Buck's lovely wife. Who do you think calls the shots in the Showalter household?
They could be my parents. So if you look at it, who calls the shots in the household?
My guess is it's Angela.
I say, yeah, you know, but I don't want to say that on record. But I mean, just like you said, they've been married for a long time, so obviously whatever has worked.
Yeah, that is true.
That's my answer to that question.
Well, I think you did that very politically correct, which is probably the wise play when you're talking about one of your bosses, Buck. Well,
oh yeah, and Richie Bantle just texted me talking about how I like the oversized stuff in my face. When we had the first tailgate of the year, that was against the Browns, mm-hmm. that opening game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were able to come to the game, and I smashed 2 big racks of ribs at his tailgate.
And we'll say hello to Richie right now. Richie, thanks for listening. Yeah. And Adam, we really do appreciate you coming
ribs.
On. What'd you say?
Oh, he makes some bomb ribs, too.
Well, hopefully Richie can invite the entire WBAL crew next time he has a party, maybe out at the Bancells complex, and we'll all be able to share those ribs.
He probably won't.
He might. Richie's a great guy.
He won't. Yeah, he's a great guy, but he probably won't want y'all at his house.
he'll definitely have Keith Mills out there. I know that. All right, Adam. Well, we do appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Appreciate you guys. All right, B-More, stand up.